USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief believes the police shooting death of Dante Wright was an accident. Chief Tim Gannon showing the body camera footage of the shooting where Wright is seen struggling with police while being put in handcuffs. Wright was being arrested after driving with expired tags and having outstanding warrants. The officer shouting taser and warning of an incoming taser shot, but Gannon believes the officer mistakenly pulled out her handgun instead. Police Chief Tim Gannon discussing the riots and looting that broke out Sunday evening.
Peaceful protesting, expressing yourself, we fully support that. But the ravaging of our businesses, the looting of our stores, the destruction to our pharmacies, we cannot tolerate that.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin continues with George Floyd's brother taking the stand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Biden administration holding a COVID-19 news briefing on Monday. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there have been more cases this past week.
7-day average for new cases has increased about 3% over the prior 7-day period. Hospital admissions also continue to increase. And deaths decreased 5.2%.
Roughly 120 million Americans have received at least one vaccination. That's about 46% of American adults. Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant linebackers coach Britt Reid has been charged with driving while intoxicated in connection with a February 4th crash that left a 5-year-old girl with a brain injury. The charge announced on Monday carries a potential jail sentence of 1 to 7 years. Prosecutors have requested a $100,000 bond. The crash occurred near the Truman Sports Complex, but prosecutors say they have no indication that Reid was drinking at Arrowhead Stadium. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, President Biden meeting with Republicans and some Democrats at the White House to discuss his new $2.25 trillion infrastructure bill. Many Republicans not happy with it being called an infrastructure bill, as only about 30% of the money actually goes towards infrastructure. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC News,
"You cannot call a $400 billion plan to force unionization in states to say that taking care of increasing Medicaid payments in states is infrastructure." And I said last week that the president's not telling the truth, and he's not telling the truth about the infrastructure package. Lying is not popular. It's not infrastructure, George. Let's just be fair here. If Donald Trump had come out and called a dog a cat, which is what Joe Biden's doing, we would be outraged.
The Office of Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich is filing a lawsuit against White House and Department of Homeland Security officials over allegedly harmful immigration orders and is now asking a court to void President Joe Biden's executive actions to halt construction of the border wall and reversing the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy. Biden halting construction of the border wall on his first day in office. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.